One of the hardest things for families dealing with Alzheimer's disease is loss. To see a loved one lose their memory, lose their ability to recognize family, or sometimes lose their ability to communicate. The changes can be devastating. But as KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, one Seattle woman found a way to be a part of her mother's new world.
Every Tuesday afternoon, Jean Rakel goes to art class in her assisted living home on First Hill. There's a cluster of potted flowers on the table. When she sits down, she glances at the flowers, then looks at the blank piece of paper. Then she gets to work.
And when they put the paint in front of her, she picks up a brush.
That's Marilyn Rakel, Jean's daughter. She describes her mother's painting method.
And when she picks up the brush, she starts to hum. And she'll start to paint.
Every now and then, she looks at her neighbor.
People do such nice things. I can't.
I don't know. I just think it's fun to make colors.
And then she turns her gaze back to the picture. She adds another stroke. In short time, Jean finishes painting. When she puts down the brush, she's done. Jean Rakel is 94 years old. She hasn't been painting that long, about 5 years. Her daughter, Marilyn, signed her up for art class to pass the time. When she saw her mother's painting from that first class, her reaction was disbelief.
We all went, "What? Mother can paint?" It was just complete shock. This is not something we expected. I mean, it was this beautiful blue vase with these flowers in it. I could not have done that. It was like, wow, this is amazing.
Marilyn says it was amazing for other reasons. Her mother had no memory of creating the picture. She has Alzheimer's. And up until that day, Jean had never painted in her life.
Not only that, but it was actively frowned upon as a frivolous waste of time. These are Scottish Presbyterians who are looking for, you know, purposeful activity. So playing the piano was okay, but painting, that kind of stuff, that was just considered frivolous.
Nevertheless, Marilyn made sure her mother went to art class every week, even though her mother has no memory of going to class. Marilyn keeps all of Jean's artwork. After the second year, she started making calendars with the paintings. She started giving them to everyone in the family. She says the calendars have become a visual way for the family to stay connected to Jean. Dementia is a decline of brain activity. It usually affects memory, language, and decision-making. It gets worse over time. Bruce Miller is a neurologist at UC San Francisco. He studies dementia and creativity. He says creativity is not usually common in people with dementia. In fact, a majority tend to lose creative impulses early on in the disease. But he has seen a number of people with dementia who do have the opposite effect.
Our sense is that what happens is that when you turn off certain circuits in the brain, it may increase activity in others.
Miller says it's as if the right brain is trying to compensate for the left side. This phenomenon sheds some light on how the disease progresses. It often starts in small parts of the brain.
They start off probably in a few individual cells and then spread out slowly across a circuit. And circuits in the brain are constantly communicating, turning off, on and off. And when one circuit turns on, the other turns off. And so if you have a more permanent loss of function in a specific circuit, it may allow other circuits to remodel and actually increase their strength.
There's still a lot unknown about dementia in the human brain. What's emerging is that dementia does not affect everyone in the same way.
I think for families and caregivers and also for physicians, it's really important to think about and emphasize the strengths associated with these diseases as well.
Miller suggests that families look for ways to bring out those strengths. For Marilyn Rakel, discovering her mother's new talent has helped her in many ways. Dementia runs in both sides of the family. Watching her mother makes her less fearful of her own future.
If I can be as happy as mother when my time comes, and believe me, when Alzheimer's and dementia runs in your family, it will come. If I can be as happy as mother, it's not so bad. And mother's in a wonderful place right now.
Recently, Marilyn started a blog about her mother and her art.
It's called The Art of Alzheimer's, How Mother Forgot Nearly Everything and Began to Paint.
Marilyn says she wants to share her mother's story. She wants to show that dementia is not always a dark place filled with loss and sadness, that people with dementia can still offer some valuable lessons.
It's sadder for the people who are left behind, if you want to use that word, but what I think is so important is for those of us who have those people moving into this chapter, they're not leaving us. They're still here.
Marilyn is excited about her mother's new talents, but when asked whether there have been times she misses the mother she grew up with, she hesitates.
And I can't talk about it because I'll cry. So, I know, sometimes you just want your mommy. But I realize that you can't get back what's gone. But you can embrace what's there.
Marilyn adds, the fact is, Jean is still her mother. Marilyn has been spending more time with Jean. She says being with her teaches her to relax, and every week she looks forward to seeing a new picture from her mother. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.